Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Luke 9, 51 to 56. The Gospel according to St. Luke chapter 9, verse 51 to 56. As the time approached for him to be taken up to heaven, Jesus resolutely set out for Jerusalem. And he sent messengers on ahead who went into a Samaritan village to get things ready for him. But the people there did not welcome him because he was heading for Jerusalem. When the disciples, James and John, saw this, they asked, "Lord, do you want us to call fire down from heaven to destroy them?" But Jesus turned and rebuked them. Then he and his disciples went to another village. My theme for reflection is making room for Jesus before the moment passes. Making room for Jesus before the moment passes. A man once said he was going to fix three things when life calms down: visit his aging mother, apologize to an old friend, and begin praying again. Life, of course, did not calm down. It simply moved on. By the time he was ready, one door had closed, another relationship had hardened, and his soul felt strangely unfamiliar to him. We smile at such delays because they sound ordinary. Yet that is exactly how many of life's deepest losses begin, not with rebellion, but with postponement. Luke 9:51 to 56 tells us that Jesus had set his face toward Jerusalem. That is the language of holy resolve. He is moving toward the cross, toward suffering, and toward the fulfillment of the Father's will. On the way, he passes through a Samaritan village, but the people do not receive him because he is heading to Jerusalem. The hostility is historical as much as personal. Jews and Samaritans had long distrusted one another, and old wounds had become settled prejudice. So a moment of grace arrives and they miss it. The disciples do not help. James and John, wounded by the rejection, want to call down fire from heaven. Their pain quickly dresses itself as righteousness, but Jesus rebukes them. He will not let injured pride masquerade as holy zeal. He has not come to destroy but to save. As Martin Luther King Jr. wisely said, "Darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that. Hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that." Jesus embodies that truth. He refuses the easy satisfaction of retaliation and chooses the harder path of mercy. This is where the text becomes uncomfortably contemporary. Many of us do not call down literal fire, but we know how to scorch people with contempt, silence, sarcasm, or spiritual superiority. Hurt people often hurt people. A painful rejection at work, a strained marriage, an unresolved family wound, a church disagreement, these can make us sharp, suspicious, and reactive. And in our century, we often excuse it by calling it settling boundaries, or setting boundaries, protecting our peace, or just being honest. Sometimes those phrases are necessary, but sometimes they are only respectable names for resentment. A fictional story may help. Miriam had planned to invite her estranged sister for tea during Lent. She felt the nudge repeatedly, but each time she delayed. The house was untidy, the timing awkward, her heart not ready. Then one Sunday, she heard a sermon on missed moments and finally sent the message. Her sister replied warmly, but added one line. I am glad you wrote today. I am moving tomorrow. The meeting still happened, but Miriam wept afterward, not because the chance was lost, but because she had come so close to losing it. Jesus Christ asks not for fire, but for room. That is the great challenge of Lent. Make room for him before resentment settles deeper, before distraction hardens, and before grace passes by unrecognized. John 3:17 interprets this beautifully. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. The Jesus who was rejected by the village still walked toward the cross for villages like that and for hearts like ours. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, where has pain in your life tempted you to become harsh instead of merciful? Number two, what moment might God be placing before you this Lent that you dare not postpone? And now our practical exercise for the day. Make room for Jesus in one concrete way. Send the message. Make the call. Make the visit. Begin the prayer or stop and listen before reacting. Do one small act today that chooses mercy over pride. Lord Jesus Christ, you set your face toward Jerusalem and would not turn aside from the path of saving love. Forgive us for the moments we have missed, the grudges we have nursed, and the ways we have preferred fire to mercy. In this Lenten season, make room in our hearts for your presence, your truth, and your peace. Heal the wounds that make us hard and teach us to welcome you while the day of grace is still open. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore.